oil production, and he can't resist the demands of the left for royalty increases. And they ask, why are you increasing the royalties? He said, oh, I want to reduce the budget deficit. Yeah, by increasing gas prices. It's ridiculous. But there was one point I was about to make when we had to go. I believe, and I write in the return, I explain it. You still there?
Yes.
Yeah. And I explained it in the book that the 24 election will not be dogged by fraud, even in Nevada, which is
wow. Wow.
Well, maybe in Nevada. I need to question.
I was going to say, we've got ballot harvesting and all those other drop boxes and all that, so we've already got that.
You guys invented it. But let me tell you about this. There's a lawsuit called Moore v. Harper that will be argued in the Supreme Court in September and probably decided in January or February of 23. And it's brought by the conservatives and the Republicans, who are saying that the Constitution says, and I quote, the times, places, and manner of holding elections for Congress shall be determined by the state legislatures. And over the last 200 years, they've said, well, that means the states. So the governor and the courts and the legislature all get together and figure it out. Now the strict constructionists, who are a majority of the court, are coming and saying, no, it doesn't say the state governments. It says the state legislatures. And that's because back when they wrote the Constitution, they were afraid of authoritarian dictatorship governments at the state level and the federal level. But they felt that trusting the legislature was the key to avoiding that. So if this decision goes in our favor, which I'm pretty sure it will, because we already have four judges on our side, and we'll pick up one, the fifth, and then maybe Roberts. It will mean that whatever the legislatures in this country are largely Republican, and particularly in the swing states of Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, you have Republican legislatures that have passed fantastic election reform bills, similar to the ones already in force now in Arizona, Florida, and Georgia. No ballot harvesting, or no drop boxes, photo ID, signature verification, the whole bit. But the governors have vetoed it, and that's the state of play. With this court decision, the governors cannot veto it. And no matter how much they may hate it, the law takes effect. And it strips the governors and the secretaries of state and the state courts of any jurisdiction over elections. They can't draw district lines. They can't specify voting requirements and qualifications, and puts it entirely into the legislatures, which are Republican and by and large pretty good. So I had Rudy Giuliani on my TV show. I have it every Saturday at 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 your time. And I asked him, I said, if we win the Moore v. Harper case, will that solve the problem of ballot fraud? And he said, yes. He said, we don't have to do anything else. He said, nope, that'll take care of it. So I explain that in the book, and most people don't know about it. So if for that reason only, read the book. It's called The Return, How Trump's Big Comeback in 2024.
Dick, in our final minute, do you smell a red wave out there? You talk to a lot of people all across the country on a daily basis. Do you smell a big red wave?
Yeah, I smell it like in San Francisco, they smelled a big earthquake. I mean, my God, this is going to be such a wipeout. It's unbelievable. We'll pick up a minimum of 40 and perhaps as many as 60 or even 80 seats in the House. And we'll get rid of Mastos in Nevada, and we'll take Senate seats in Arizona, get rid of Kelly. By the way, Kelly, you know, the former astronaut, the slogan I want to use against him is, what on earth have you ever done?
Oh, God. Dick, God bless you. God bless you. You are something else, man. You are something else. Hey, it's always good to visit with you. Thanks so much, man. Good luck with the book. It's called The Return. And best of luck, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay, man. Bye-bye.
There you go. Dick Morris, Republican political strategist. and the author of the new book called The Return. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 1:30, as we check out our conditions on area freeways, looks like you're pretty much up to full speed on Interstate 15 as you work your way through the resort corridor. Looks like you're averaging about 55 miles per hour through there. You won't touch the brakes. 95 eastbound, that's past Decatur. Moderate flows on the Beltway 215 currently. That's eastbound at Decatur. Some bunching there. Those HOV lanes are closed on Interstate 15 north and southbound between Warm Springs and Tropicana. That's through the end of August. They're installing some sensors in that area. So give yourself some extra time to squeeze through there.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Dodgers will continue their series tonight in San Francisco, taking on the Giants. Los Angeles coming up a 9-5 victory on Tuesday. They've taken the first two games of this series and have won six of their last seven. Jose Arias will get the start for the Dodgers, 10-6, a 2.71 ERA. Alex Cobb will count it for the Giants. He's 3-5. The Angels will host Oakland tonight, coming off a 3-1 victory in the series opener Tuesday night. Shohei Ohtani will start for the Angels, 9-6, with an ERA of 2.81. James Kaprielian will start for Oakland. He's 2-5. Legendary broadcaster Vin Scully passed away at the age of 94 Tuesday night in his home in Los Angeles. He was the voice of the Dodgers from 1950 till 2016, a span of 67 seasons. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward and master fifth grade math.
I can't do this. It's impossible.
Not you, Dad. Your daughter. Staples will help her move forward.
Right.
Right now, Staples One Subject Notebooks are just 35 cents each. Plus, select backpacks are 50% off. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples, we're not going back. We're going forward to school. In-store only backpack offer ends 8-6. Notebook offer ends 8-27. Limit 30.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working out play.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're just a half hour away from visiting with Congressman Mark Amaday. He will be joining us from Nevada's 2nd Congressional District. They're still working, believe it or not, on a lot of different stuff, including this so-called Inflation Reduction Act that I guess the Senate's going to vote on next week. They swear up and down that it's going to cut inflation. Just like, when they said, oh, this inflation thing, it's just transitory. Don't even worry about it. That's what they told us 6 months ago about inflation. Transitory. Just, it's not, no. Don't even sweat it. And their message to Hispanics is calm down. That seems to be the deal. Sean Hannity last night, I thought, was very insightful, talking about the Inflation Reduction Act and claiming, countering the claim by the administration this is going to reduce inflation. He says, no way. This was Sean Hannity last night.
The Inflation Reduction Act, the big lie, will increase inflation. It will lower growth, ultimately eliminate 30,000 private sector jobs, according to the Tax Foundation. Why would anyone in their right mind support this bill, especially now in the middle of a recession? Senator Manchin, care to explain? Take a look.
Americans, $400,000 and below now are going to be taxed. Their taxes are going to go up.
That's a lie. That is a pure, outright lie.
So their taxes are not going to go up.
Not at all.
And I want to hit that tax line again of $400,000. I got to hit that. Are you saying that Mitch McConnell and others in the Senate are wrong about those numbers and that Americans' taxes are not going to go up
beyond that
point?
Totally, absolutely wrong. Totally wrong.
Fact check, Harris Faulkner was right. $16.7 billion year one, people making under $200,000 a year. Joe Manchin clearly either doesn't know what's in his own bill or doesn't want you to trust the nonpartisan experts at the Wharton Business School or the Joint Committee on Taxation or the Tax Foundation. They're all wrong, but he's right. Harris was right, and so are the three groups we just mentioned. He's asking you to put your faith in Joe Biden and the Democratic Socialist Party. After all, why would Democrats ever lie to us? Let's see, the same Democrats that promised inflation was transitory, the same people that swore that trillions of dollars in new spending could not cause inflation, the same people that claim that the United States is not really in a recession, despite, by definition, two consecutive quarters of negative growth, the same Democrats who stopped oil and gas exploration in the Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean, ANWR, other federal lands, the ones that killed the Keystone XL pipeline, and then told you that this would not have an impact on gas prices and also gave a waiver to Vladimir Putin so he could build his Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And then when gas prices did spike, the same Democrats told you to go out and buy an electric car. By the way, that car on average is 20 grand more than a gas-fueled automobile and charged on a grid powered 88% by fossil fuels with a battery produced from mining specific minerals from Mother Earth. Now, these are the people that Joe Manchin has chosen to trust, because Joe Manchin is a typical Democrat. He tried to masquerade as a moderate. He let the people of West Virginia down. And by the way, the coal industry in particular will be hurt hard by this bill.
That was Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel. But there's an amazing story talking about, electric cars and charging them, in your garage. A great story gentleman Jim Dallas has come up with. What do you have for us?
Well, and if people want to get a visual of this, you can go to Breitbart.com and you can see this electric inferno. It's a Jaguar I-Pace car. It caught fire in a garage while it was being charged.
By the way, just for the record, a Jaguar, it doesn't come cheap.
Not at all. This is a Jaguar. It's an electric vehicle, and it caught fire. Now, luckily for the homeowner, they did actually get the car out. The owner of the car, he smelled smoke, and he investigated, and then he pulled the car outside of the garage after he saw the smoke coming out of his brand-new Jaguar I-Pace car. And it just basically burnt to the ground in the street, outside of his home. You can't make this stuff up, Kevin. And it's not the first time that's happened. On this same article in Breitbart, they show a file picture of a Tesla, which did the same thing. It caught fire inside a garage of someone's home while it was being charged.
That's amazing. That is flat out amazing. We come up with tidbits like this little what I call nuggets, so that you're more, you're better informed, and you know what you're talking about. You know, when you argue with people about, you know, we're going to fix the environment by buying Teslas for $60,000. Now you'll have information. You'll be armed and dangerous, and that's the way we like you. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Layuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hello, this is meine Auto. Und this is meine Key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine Key. Meine Key Car Care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. Und meine Key. And American cheese! Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
You know what we care about the most here at Jeep Only? We care about our customers. We want our customers to have the best experience of their lives. 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokees for $499. I mean, that's crazy, right? $499 a month? And we have so many used cars, forget about it. So when you go to Jeep Only at 5255 West Sahara Avenue, you know what you're going to say? Hey, Timur sent me. I want my deal. I want my deal right now. Who sent you? Timur sent me. All right, perfect. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Has his hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Well, trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting right next to me. Not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It drove me nuts. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids can super serve you at both locations. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Prescription opioids can be addictive and dangerous.
My son Steve did not want to die, but his prescription opioids killed him. We found a post-it note that he had written about his experience with his opioids. You never expect that you're going to lose a child. It's all out of order.
Prescription opioids. It only takes a little to lose a lot. Visit cssnv.org to learn more. This message developed by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, sponsored by the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcaster Association and this station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, that Sean Hannity clip, I thought was really good because the Inflation Reduction Act is what they're calling it. What a bunch of lies. What a bunch of liars. It's incredible to me that experts all across the country on both sides of the aisle are dismissing this as branding. You know, the same way they don't want to admit that this is going to be good for America. We know it's not going to be. And that's what's so scary about this, that there are tens of millions of Americans who will probably buy this. You know, this is exactly what Democrats do all the time. It's all about branding. Gay marriage doesn't pull very well, does it? Marriage equality? Ooh, now wait a minute. That's something different. Everybody wants to be equal. So it's not gay marriage anymore. It's marriage equality. Gun control doesn't pull very well. It's about our freedom. Oh, but wait a minute. We don't call it that anymore. It's now gun safety. You know, it's like going to the NRA for a gun safety class. That's what it's about. And that's what's so scary about this, that it's all about branding. And it's scary to me when you see somebody like Sean Hannity calling them out and folks on the left just go nuts. How can you even think about talking about this? This is a bill, if passed next week by Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, this is a bill that will help inflation. Says who? Says who? That's the key. Now, one other major issue. You know, the Nancy Pelosi trip to Taiwan, and how the Chinese military for the last couple of days has been on high alert, whatever the hell that is. Did you see Mike Pompeo this morning? I got up early this morning and I watched the former Secretary of State. Some say he's running for president. Don't know. But this was his reaction. This is cut number 5. The reaction to the Pelosi-Taiwan trip. Here it is.
Republicans and Democrats are saying good for her for going because China can't dictate what our leaders, where they go, where they travel. What's your reaction?
Well, Ainsley, I think that's exactly right. It has been bipartisan. The challenge from the Chinese Communist Party isn't Republican or Democrat. It's a challenge to the United States of America. When you hear the Chinese response to something, we ought to just take a step back, right? When you hear the Chinese response to the fact that we just had a Speaker of the House travel to a country, all she did was hold some meetings. We didn't land the 82nd Airborne in the western part of China. We didn't launch an attack. We just sent a delegation to another independent sovereign nation. To see this response from the Chinese Communist Party, I think, tells you all you need to know about what America needs to do. And I wish President Biden, he may be the only senior official who's really opposed to Pelosi having traveled to Taiwan from America. What President Biden needs to do is take seriously this threat. It's a threat that's inside the gates here at home. They're stealing stuff from us here inside the United States. They foisted a virus on us that killed over a million Americans. The Chinese Communist Party is a significant threat. I think what happened over these last 48 hours with respect to Pelosi's trip is just a symptom of the challenge that's in front of us. Senator Kennedy had it right. We need to confront the Chinese Communist Party in a serious way. And when we do, we'll deter them from the kinds of aggression that they've been tweeting about and talking about and railing and, frankly, just kind of whining in a childish manner about these last days.
You know, Secretary, you talk about China's response. We have a quote from China. It says, Pelosi insisted on making the wrong move, maliciously provoking and creating the crisis. The Chinese People's Liberation Army is on high alert and will take a series of targeted military operations in response to resolutely safeguard China's sovereignty and territorial integrity and resolutely thwart the interference by external forces in the separatist scheme for Taiwan independence. So what we see here is we know they're going to do exercises, perhaps launch some missiles into nowhere. What should, you just said Biden's response, what should our response to that be?
You can imagine half a dozen things that we might do. Some simple things could have been done. We could have, in the conversation that the president had with him, I think it was last Thursday, we could have made very clear to him that we weren't just going to play defense. We weren't going to sit back and just listen to their rhetoric and do nothing. We could have said, if you continue down this path or you conduct live fire exercise, we're going to begin to take real action, economic action, diplomatic action. We could deny their diplomats here in the United States the ability to travel around our country in the way they do. There are lots of things we could do to make clear to them that this kind of behavior is just unacceptable. All we did was have a legislator travel. This wasn't, there was no threat to China itself. They created this crisis. We should not let them use the visit of Speaker Pelosi to create this big uproar where America says, oh my goodness, we're going to have World War III. The Chinese need to begin, they want to be a superpower. They need to begin by like a more normal nation. We could challenge student visas here in the United States. There are so many things that we could do to deter. The things that we did for 4 years, we were the first administration that actually understood the threat from the Chinese Communist Party and began to reshape that relationship in a way that benefited Americans all across our country.
Mike Pompeo this morning on Fox and Friends. I love that show, by the way. It's worth getting up for. I'll give you a quick side note. Their people are informed. Their guests are good. It's a great way to start your day. I start my day most days watching a little bit of Fox and Friends, a little Fox 5 in the morning. That's the way I usually start my day. Stay where you are. We got a lot to do. Coming up, Congressman Mark Amaday will join us from CD2. What is going on? What about these bills that are still hanging fire in Congress? How much of it has already been passed by the House? We'll talk about that, and we'll also talk about his race in CD2. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Amid rising inflation, one thing is clear. Nevadans want more money back in their pockets. According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, 73% of Nevadans think the cost of health care is going up more than the other things they need. And they're ready to support politicians who make lowering out-of-pocket costs a priority. A large majority of Nevadans think there are problems with the state's health care system. And their main concern is that out-of-pocket costs are too high, even for those who have insurance. Out-of-control health care costs are the reason why so many Nevada families are plagued with thousands of dollars in medical debt and find themselves skipping or delaying the care they need. It's no wonder that more than 7 in 10 voters are more likely to support a candidate who prioritizes reducing health care costs. To learn more about Nevadans' expectation for health care, visit consumersforqualitycare.org/Nevada. That's consumers, the number 4, qualitycare.org/Nevada. Paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.